same hope. We have the same kind of love for us. It never changes. You know, I heard something kind of said the other day, and I don't know exactly what they meant by it, but this thought came to my mind. God never changed, but he spends our lives trying to change us. We're the ones that need to change. He's the one that needs to stay the same. If God changes, we're all in trouble. But I'm thankful that he's there on the mountaintop and in the valleys for us. A couple of things before we take a look at the word this morning I wanted to share by way of announcements. Just a little further. One was the CMI Creation Ministry. November the 1st, there are some pamphlets. If you'd like to take some pamphlets with you, maybe in your I don't know, wherever you live, the apartment building or the store down by your house on the bulletin board, or if you just want to leave one in someone's mailbox, I still have a few of those left. And there's some poster-sized ones as well, a couple of those. So if you'd like to advertise somewhere in the area, please let me know, and I'll make sure you get those little posters so that you can pass them out. Word of mouth, of course, Facebook. Any way that you can invite folks out, I just think that's going to be a real blessing time. Even for those that aren't saved, maybe they have some questions. So if you know any unsaved folks that might be interested in coming and just hearing what a Christian has to say about evolution and what the Bible has to say, more importantly, about the world that we live in. So really be in prayer for this ministry, or continue, I should say, to be in prayer for this little outreach on November the 1st. That God would really use it to encourage us and to be a blessing to those around us, and maybe even win someone to Christ. I mentioned a billet. If there's someone that might be able to host Mr. Tripp for a night, let me know, and I'd appreciate that. We'll send that information off ASAP so that he can prepare. The other thing I wanted to mention, Cheryl put together a list for our fall cleanup day. So October the 19th, this coming Saturday, we're going to have a cleanup day. And it's always a good time of fellowship. That's one thing. If you got to work, it's nice to have fun when you're doing it. So that's there's no doubt that's going to be the case. And she has here a list. And on the list, there are the jobs that we need to get done. So pretty straightforward. Wash down the pews, clean the windows, upstairs, downstairs, curtains, dust, light fixtures, those kinds of things. So what we're hoping is if you think you're going to be here on that Saturday, and I don't know why you wouldn't be because it's going to be amazing, so you should come. Many hands make light work is the point. But if you're able to come on that Saturday, even if it's just for an hour, you want to come for the whole day, do that. Whatever fits your schedule, a couple of hours. And there's a job that you'd like to do, just jot down your name. That way we can kind of know what we're going to look after, what we're going to pick away at. And whatever we don't get done on the list this Saturday, we'll have for the next time around. So, again, if you're able to come help out, please do. Many hands make light work. And it's always a good time of fellowship. We start around 9 o'clock and stay as long as you're able to. Maybe you can commit an hour, maybe a couple of hours, but whatever you can do will be a help and a blessing. So keep that in mind as well. And I think that's it, other than the youth group night. Mr. Moe, Brother Mercier had a good idea and has drafted a little letter we're going to send home or send home with the kids from Sunday school. Probably already went out. But anyway, be in prayer for the youth activities this Friday night. Just looking forward to getting together with the kids and helping them to get to know us a little bit better, and making fun of my wife throughout the evening will be a lot of fun. And teasing her and putting her on the... No, it'll be a good time of fellowship. So pray for that night. And if you know any young children... DVBS age, Sunday school age, or older, we're just trying to see what's out there and who might be interested. We'd love to do something for them. So we'll start with this Friday night and see how we can do and how it goes. But let's be in prayer that God's will be done and that he would lead us in regards to our youth, our young people, not just from the church here, but in the community. We want to be a blessing to them. We want to share the gospel to them. We want to be a lighthouse. We want to be a lighthouse for families. And especially, well, not especially, always the young children, but everyone in these families. So keep the youth group in your prayer this coming Friday night. And I guess that's all that I have. I wanted to start off by just taking a couple of minutes to acknowledge the Lord God here this morning. So it's Thanksgiving Sunday, or Thanksgiving weekend. I don't know, some of you might already have a turkey. We've had a couple of meals already, and we'll have one more tomorrow, a turkey dinner at Mom Pa's. But I love this time of the year. And actually, it was about 4 or 5 days ago, I was just driving home, and it was a beautiful day, and just enjoying the leaves. Aren't they incredible right now? I just love the leaves. Every once in a while, we'll have an autumn that just seems to be much more brilliant than some of the others. And this autumn just seems to be a really nice one. And I just had a heart full of gratitude for the Lord. And I was thanking him for different things and praising him. I'm so appreciative of his leading in my life. I'm so thankful for the church, for you folks, for our Pastor Appreciation Month. Look, I feel appreciated. There's no doubt about that. And not just 1 month out of the year. I know you folks are very appreciative, and we appreciate you, and we appreciate the Lord. And it's just so exciting to be a part of his work together, and I'm thankful for that, that we get to do the greatest work that could ever be done as sinners saved by grace. We're not perfect. We got nothing special to offer. The Lord doesn't even need us, but he loves us. And he allows us the privilege of serving him. So I'm thankful for that. And I thought before we looked at the word this morning, we're going to take a little break from Acts. And I wanted to share a few things in regards to thanks living. You know, when we live with grateful hearts and thankful hearts, and a Christian ought to and does or should, we live a life that is not only full of thanksgiving, but it's full of thanks living. We offer thanks to God by how we live our lives, and it's because of the gratitude we have, it's because of how good he is to us, that we live with hearts full of thanks. And so I wanted to talk a little bit about that this morning from one of the Psalms. Before I do, does anyone here this morning have a word of testimony? Maybe just a word or a praise note, something that they would just want to give God thanks for. And I know whenever a pastor does this, you're on the spot, and it's always awkward, and we're a little shy. And somebody made up the term popcorn testimony. You just pop up and say something and pop down again. It doesn't have to be a big thing, but and even in your hearts, I'll let you off easy if you just want to give God personal praise. But it's good to declare the goodness of God. And I just thought if there's anyone that would like to share a word of testimony or a word of thanks this morning, we'd take a few minutes to do that. So who wants to be first? Anyone brave enough to? Yes, sir. Amen. Amen. Thank you, sir. Anyone else? A word of praise to the Lord, a word of thanks. Amen. Amen, brother. Friday morning, we heard that message as well. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good, and it's good to see you here, brother. Any other word of testimony, a praise note? Yes, Maria.
Well, I was challenged this morning in Sunday school. Dealing with the idea of being thankful for all. In all circumstances, give thanksgiving. Well, it's quite obvious my circumstances is not as nice as I would like to have it. So to look for the thanksgiving points, I'm thankful for him. All the help that he has been, you guys have no idea. I'm also thankful that we have surgeons that we can trust in now to try and do something. It may not be as quick as we like to have it, but we do have that. So yeah, to look for the good points. Mm-hmm.
Amen.
So many ways we have a tendency sometimes to want to focus on the negative.
Amen. Thank you, Maria. We're thankful for you and for those surgeons. Yes, Debbie. Amen. Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, Maria. Anyone else?
I'd like to thank the Lord for joy when I shouldn't have joy.
Wow.
My wife recently died, and yet, in the midst of it all, he's there, and I still have joy.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, brother. I want to thank the Lord that I have joy when I shouldn't have joy. What a profound statement. Amen. Amen. These things, the example of a testimony of thankfulness in the midst of suffering and grief and difficulty, it's our God. It's why we are so desperate to share the gospel. We want the world, we struggle all the time. These things that we face, we're going to face them, but we can be thankful. We can even have joy in the midst of the difficulties. And it's because we know the Lord. We have a relationship with Christ, and it's so amazing. It's so wonderful, and it's what we want for others. Praise the Lord. Anyone else this morning? I don't want to stop short. Yep.
I want to give thanks to the Lord for the church community that we have, for how strong it is, and together we are. Because I know not everybody has that in their own lives.
Yeah.
So that people are able to come here and still have that family, that love, and that support. We're not able to get that.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Thankful for the church family. It's incredible. Yeah. Not perfect. But boy, isn't it wonderful to be a part of the body of Christ? Amen.
I want to thank the Lord for my salvation, but not only that, but what He's given me since salvation, and for this church, for the abilities that He's given me to be able to present things, like talents, I guess He's given me, because really I did not practice the piano much.
And yet.
And yet, He has given me the ability to play. So, yes, I really
praise
Him for that.
Amen. Yes, yeah. Amen. That's right. We do.
It's definitely much easier to sing when we have a piano player.
Yeah.
Thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Amen. I love that. We have a God that takes care of the... And it's not an inconvenience for the Lord to order our steps and to manage our schedules for us. And a God that loves us that much, that those are little things in some ways, but they're not in other ways. We're busy, a lot of commitment, gas costs, money, the whole thing. And God cares enough to organize our schedules in that way. So many things to give God thanks for. And we could carry on, I'm sure, all afternoon. And just praising God and thanking God and loving God. And despite our weaknesses and our failures and how many times I've come to the Lord and said, here I am again, sorry. Here I am again, sorry. Forgive me. What a mess. It's not a surprise to Him. What's a surprise to me that shouldn't be is there is mercies every single time. They're new every day. I need them to be new. I need new mercies every day. And God is so good. And again, I know that we could carry on all morning here this morning just giving God praise and thanks. I want to take a look at Psalm chapter 100 and just a few thoughts. Thank you for sharing your words of praise this morning. I know all of us could carry on. And God is so good to us. We have many things to be thankful for. But let's talk a little bit about thanks living or thanksgiving and just be an encouragement to one another this morning. Let me pray. Father, we ask that in these few minutes, Lord, as we look at your word, you would encourage and challenge our hearts to remain and to continue to demonstrate gratitude and thankfulness. Father, thank you so much. And Lord, it is enough even this morning that your children, your saints have stood and testified and have even in our hearts pondered our thankfulness to you. You're so good to us. Father, thank you so much that we have one another. Thank you so much that we have hope in Christ, that we have your word, that we have this church, that we have eternity to come. There are many things, Lord. The list is really endless, and we just want to give you all the thanks and all the praise. Bless us, Lord, in these few minutes as we consider what Psalm has to say about what it means to be thankful. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. In regards to the Thanksgiving day or the idea of Thanksgiving, I was thinking, you know, Thanksgiving is a day that we know here in this country, and it's not the only one. I don't know how I know America celebrates their Thanksgiving here in a couple of more weeks. But the thought has crossed my mind different times. What do people who don't love God or don't know God or don't care about God, when they celebrate Thanksgiving, who are they thankful to? And what's the point of being thankful for something if there isn't anyone to thank for it? Right, if I'm walking in the woods in the middle of nowhere and I find a $50 bill and I pick it up and I don't know God or believe in God or care about God, do I thank the trees for dry? You know, what? I just, I must be lucky. I'm so thankful that I have someone to be thankful to, that the Lord God is my God and I can say, you did this. Thank you. And when you think about the idea of thanksgiving, the Bible says in 2 Timothy chapter 3, actually verse 2, that in the list there of the end time characteristics, so in 2 Timothy chapter 2, it talks about perilous times. And it gives us a description of what the world will be like just before the Lord Jesus Christ comes back and sets up his kingdom. And one of the terms there is unthankfulness, that people will be unthankful. And, you know, we kind of live in a society that is becoming unthankful. The gratitude for what we have because we have so much is beginning to wane a little bit. And as believers, it's important that we are always thankful to God, that we demonstrate gratitude and grateful hearts for who he is and what he does. Just a little less quickly in regards to what we can give God thanks for. Thanksgiving, by the way, is as simple as it sounds. It's giving God thanks or thanking God by giving to him. It's thanksgiving. God, thank you. And in honor of who you are and what you've done for me, in honor of what you've given to me, I want to give back to you a thanks. And it might be ourselves. Lord, here am I. Send me, Isaiah said. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. It's the least that I can do. A living sacrifice, it says. Lord, take me, use me. I want to offer myself. Why? Because I'm so thankful for you. You saved me. You sent your son, Jesus Christ, to die for me. Now, I know he died for the whole world. The Bible makes it very clear. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. But I say to myself, does that include me? Does that mean me too, Lord? Or the ones that are much better than me? But it includes me. And I'm so thankful for that God saved me. And so in honor of that, or in reaction to that, I want to say, Lord, take me and do what you want with me. You know, I used to, as a kid, every once in a while, my sister and I would make a deal with each other. And, you know, I'd say, you do this for me and I'll be your slave for the day. Or I'll serve you. Or I'll, you know, I'll clean up your room. Anybody else do that? It was never a great, you know, or it didn't always work out that great. But that's the way that we wanted to you know, to try to do it. Because it's nice to have someone serving you. But it's even better serving the Lord God. We can give him our lives. We can say, Lord, here I am. Use me. How do you want to use me? A life that's lived for Christ is never wasted. It doesn't matter what you do. I don't care if you accomplish nothing in the eyes of the world that they would say is success. But if you please God with your life, you have lived the ultimate successful life. There is no greater, higher calling than to please God. And when we come to faith in Christ, we have that privilege. We can honor him. We can serve him. And what has he saved us from? Judgment, separation, and eternity, being lost in a place the Bible describes as a lake of fire. And yet, despite our sin, he died for us, and he wants to save us. He wants to forgive us and use us. And so we offer ourselves, our wealth, our money, our resources, our time, our praise, our worship. And so we can give God what we have. And we can praise him and thank him with our lives. The idea of Thanksgiving, you know, we sometimes think it started on a boat with a bunch of pilgrims and a banquet. And Thanksgiving started long before that. Leviticus chapter 7, I think at least 30 times in the Bible, it talks about Thanksgiving. And people would come and bring their offerings of sacrifice, their Thanksgiving offerings, willingly to God. The Jews would, to demonstrate their thankfulness to him. And so Psalm chapter 100 gives us some things that we can be thankful to the Lord about and some ways in which we can demonstrate thankfulness. Such a simple psalm, but I love it. It says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord. I'll tell you, when Nancy was playing that opening song, I was riveted by it, trying to, you know, flip through my Bible and get some thoughts together. And I thought, wait a second, what's going on here. Beautiful. And I know I wasn't alone. As we listened, we were praising God. There was a joyful noise going up. And it wasn't for her own personal glory or ours. It wasn't so that, you know, people would come in and throw money down. It was because we're praising God this morning. We're worshiping God. Look at us. A bunch of imperfect sinners who love the Lord God and just want to let Him know that. Gathered together to worship Him. And we made a joyful noise a few times this morning. Not just in the singing, but as we stood up and spoke with our mouths, the joy that God has put in our lives, even joy that's unexpected, as was told. And so we made a joyful noise this morning, and we can do that in a way to give thanks to God. That's what thanksgiving includes, to make a joyful noise, to smile and look up and say, God, thank you. You're so good. To laugh. Have you ever laughed with God? That's a joyful noise. I love little Sadie B., my brother's daughter, she was on the video the other day. Sam had taken a video of her, and she was in the grocery store, and her mom put a little hat on her. Some of you have seen it. And she just took to giggling and laughing. It's one of those videos where you watch the child laugh, that you start to laugh. I just love those videos. She was so happy, so full of joy, and her laughter was a joyful noise, and I thank God for it. And we can make these joyful noises unto the Lord. It's a way to give thanks. It says also, all ye lands. No one is exempt from the privilege of thanking God. And no one should refuse to give God thanks. You know, the Bible makes it very clear that the rain falls on the just and on the unjust. Even those that don't know God or care about God, God still provides them with the rain. He allows them to grow the crops, to have the sustenance that they need. And so whether they know it or not, they owe God thanks. All of these lands owe God thanks and ought to make a joyful noise. I love that. The first way that we can give God thanks and praise, that we can worship Him, is to make a joyful noise. Paul and Silas, backs ripped apart from being whipped, sitting in the jail cell, feet and arms and stocks, they're locked in there, and the smelly old damp dungy prison. And what were they doing? They were making a joyful noise. Why? Because life was great. They were on the mountaintop. Things were going. No, they weren't. They were in the valley, as Lorna was singing. It wasn't great, according to the world standards. But see, they were not looking just at their circumstances. They were looking at themselves from God's perspective. We are saved. Our sins have been forgiven. We are bought by the blood of Jesus Christ. He is using us to share the message, to be light, to be salt. And someday we are headed for a heavenly country, a heavenly city, a city of God. And someday we're going to be with Him. We will be like Him. There will be no more sin, suffering, and there is so much good to be thankful for and so much to look forward to. Paul and Silas just sang in the midst of their desperate situation. They made a joyful noise. I'll tell you, when you feel like crying, cry with joy in your heart. Cry giving thanks, even in the
battery. Yeah, I think I lost the battery, guys. Yeah. I'm going to make a joyful noise, maybe. My microphone hears me. Is that better? I don't hear it. All right, I'll try to talk louder. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before His presence with singing. Second point this morning, serve. One way to be thankful is to serve, right? But we do that as children. Sometimes we serve one another, as I mentioned to my sister. Sometimes we serve our parents, our friends. We want to do things for people because we care about them, because we love them. And likewise with our Lord, we demonstrate our love for Him, our thankfulness to Him when we serve Him. Service is a way to demonstrate thankfulness. When we serve God, we're saying, God, I'm thankful for what You've done for me. I want to show my gratitude. I want to serve You because of what You've done. Verse 2 also says, though, serve the Lord with gladness. That's not always as easy. I have to admit, sometimes when I serve the Lord, I don't always have the best attitude. I'm learning. The Lord's growing me and molding me. But when we serve the Lord, we have to be careful to have a good attitude about it. It makes a difference. Right? Well, I know when my children serve me, if the attitude is, you know, I don't want to do that. I'm sorry, my children, I don't mean to pick on you. When I serve my parents, if I did it with a bad attitude, or if somebody does something for me and they don't really want to, I don't want them to do that, right? And I know it's the same for others. If somebody wants me to do something for them and I'm grumbling and complaining and whining, it's like, all right, I guess if I have to waste my time doing this, you know, that's not. Never mind, thank you anyway, I'll do it myself. To serve the Lord is a privilege. To serve the Lord with gladness is the right way to do it. Say, God, thank you. I get to serve you. Think about that. Serving the King of Kings, the one who literally laid his life down, the one, the Father who sent his only begotten Son to serve him, to say, thank you. I appreciate that. I am grateful for rescuing me from what I know I deserve, and it's not your grace and mercy. I know that for sure. I know what I deserve, and it's the fires that you have saved me from. And so I want to give my life to you. I want to serve you. What can I do for you? Look what you've done for me. And I have an attitude of gladness when I'm careful. When I'm not, he reminds me I should be glad. It's a privilege to serve him. And so worshiping God, being thankful to God, thanks, living is to make a joyful noise, whether it's in a prayer or in a song or in a good attitude or in a good word or a word of encouragement or whatever the case might be. Certainly in our singing, but also to be thankful or to offer our thanksgiving or to be a thanks living Christian is to serve God. It's to say, I appreciate what God's done for me and I want to serve him. I want to demonstrate that I'm thankful. Thank you for my life in heaven. Seated in the heavenlies, registered in heaven, written down in the Lamb's Book of Life, safe. And so thank you. Let me serve you, God, to show my thankfulness to you. Verse 3, it says, know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Man continues to try to make God in his own image. It's like, I don't like the God of the Bible. He's too judgy. He's too nosy. He's too controlling. He wants me to live my life in ways that I don't want to. Well, God loves you. God wants us to be safe. God wants us to know his joy and his blessing. And so that's why it's important that we know him. That he's our creator. He's our maker. We're the sheep. He's the shepherd, not the other way around. And so we thank the Lord by knowing him. What do I mean by that? By coming to know him. By maintaining a relationship with him. As Christians, the Bible says that Christ dwells within our hearts by faith, the book of Ephesians says. And the Holy Spirit dwells within us, Ephesians says. We are indwelt with the presence of God. And he utters groanings of prayers for us when we don't know how to pray. He leads us. He teaches us as we read the scriptures. He convicts and he guides and he comforts us. And so we interact with the Spirit of God through prayer and through the scriptures. We come to know God more and more. I've said this different times. The verse that says in James chapter 4, when I draw nigh to God, he will draw nigh to me. And I know I repeat myself a lot, but I'm always astounded by that because God doesn't put up any limits. He doesn't say, please, you know, personal space here. Don't come so close. He's like, you come as close to me as you want. And it does remind me of Christ on the water who said to Peter, when Peter said, can I come to you? Jesus said, come, yes. And God would say the same thing. You want to know me? Jeremiah says, let a man glory in this, not in his might or his wisdom or his power, but let a man glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me. What is better than knowing God? You know, what is better than that? I mean, there's a lot of famous people, a lot of great hockey players, right? It'd be kind of neat to sit down and have coffee with one or two of them. A lot of interesting people in the world, a lot of historians and a lot of adventurers and poets and all that kind of stuff, prophets and men of God. But to glory in knowing God, that is the best. To know the one that made me, literally, stitched me fearfully and wonderfully together in the womb. He breathed life into me. He laid out a plan for my whole life, and he's trying to keep me on that path so that I have his perfect will for myself and I don't go my own way and find myself in a mess and miss out on all those blessings. I want to know him, and he wants me to know him. And so I'm thankful for that. And one of the ways that I demonstrate my thankfulness to God for who he is I spend time with him, right? Speak with him in prayer and read his word and live for him and draw near to him. And so this is another way that we can demonstrate thanks living. Thanks living. You know, I'm thankful for my family. That's why I drop in from time to time. Visit with them. Spend time with, how you doing? Good to see you. I have friends that I make it. I'm a busy guy, but you know, hey, I haven't seen you in a while. We need to get together. What for? Because I appreciate you. I'm thankful for you. You've been a blessing to me. You pray for me. We have good times together, and I'm grateful for you. And I want to make sure that our relationship is maintained so that you know that. And it's the same with our God. Say, God, I love you. I'm thankful for you. I want to spend time with you. I don't want anything, maybe. I just want to be with you and grow in your presence or understanding your will for me as I study the word and as I live for you. And so we make a joyful noise. We serve him. We come to know him, the one who made us. And verse 4 says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving. I know this morning that's exactly what you did. We entered into his gates, into his courts, into his house, into his presence this morning in this little church building. It seems so anticlimactic, but God is here. And it's so wonderful that we can worship him together and that we can just publicly say, God, we love you. Thank you so much for who you are. Thank you for our lives. Thank you for your grace. We just are so thankful for you. And so we enter into your presence with hearts filled with gratitude. Despite all my weaknesses and problems and aches and pains and failures and all that stuff, you have saved me, and I am safe. And you've never gave up on me. Debbie shared her testimony. You know, he did that for me too. God could have, I would have gave up on me. I tell you that. I would have been sick of me long ago and said, you're done. Get out of here. He never did that. I'm so thankful for that. And so as I enter into the presence of God, I realize that. You didn't lock the door. You should have, maybe, but you didn't. Thank you. So I want to be in your presence. I want to show my gratitude for who you are and what you've done for me. We enter into his courts with praise. One of the ways that we thank others is we praise them, right? Somebody does a good job. Say, hey, you're the best at what you do. Thanks so much for that. What a great job you did building this or painting that or fixing this. Well done. And it's good to give people praise and thanks to show gratitude for who they are and what they've accomplished for you or done on your behalf. And likewise with God. That's one of the ways we show him thankfulness. We praise him. We honor his name. We respect him. We live our lives in accordance to his will for us. He commands us to do things, to be obedient. The Bible says we show our love to him when we obey him. And by our obedience. And that's how we show our thanks to him as well, right? If somebody asks me to do something for them and I disobey, I'm not showing a grateful heart. But when I do what they've asked, I'm demonstrating love and thankfulness and gratitude for who they are. And so we do the same for God. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving. Into the courts or into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. We're thankful this morning, I know. And it's not just one day a year either. No matter how pretty the leaves get, I like them. I'm thankful, I should say, for them even when the leaves aren't on the trees anymore. When it's gray and cold and icy outside, I'm still thankful. When it's hot, when it's wet, whatever the weather is, whatever my state is, whatever my circumstances is, God is teaching me to be thankful. I'm not there yet, but I'm learning. And I'm grateful for his patience. Verse 5, as we close, it says, for the Lord is good. Amen? For the Lord is good. He is so good. It's amazing. He considers the little details, tweaks our schedules, makes life easy for us, challenges that other people might look at and say, big deal. And yet for us, it's a challenge. I remember Almeda Brown once. She stood up and gave her testimony in her little small voice. And she said, I lost my pillow. I couldn't find my special little pillow. And so I knelt down and I prayed. Debbie, you might remember that, but I knelt down and I prayed. And when I stood up, I looked where I looked before, and I found my pillow that time. And I want to give God thanks for that. And she sat down. We serve a God that cares about us that much. And so the Lord is good. And we give him thanks for that. Verse 5, it says, his mercy is everlasting. Praise the Lord for that. We thank him for that. There's nothing that I can do that will separate me from the love of God. No matter how hard I might even try on my worst days. Thankful that he doesn't give me what I think I want. Thankful that he doesn't let me go. And then finally, his truth endureth to all generations. And I'm thankful for that. The word of God will stand the test of time, that he never changes and neither does his word. So just in regards to Thanksgiving here this morning, I wanted to take a few minutes just to give God thanks. We serve a wonderful God. Amen. And it's so good to know him, and it's so good to serve him together. And I love that atmosphere of peace and thanks and gratitude and of desiring to want to please him more and more until he calls us home. So anyway, happy Thanksgiving. Enjoy your turkey or whatever it is that you might have today or tomorrow, and give God praise and thanks. Lord, we are thankful this morning for many things. It really is an endless list. And Lord, we are in awe of your mercy and grace, that we can give you thanks again and again, despite our weaknesses, despite our falls and our failures. You never reject us. You never turn us away. We need only to come to you. And you're there with grace and compassion, mercy and forgiveness, strength and help. Father, we thank you for the challenges. It's not a normal thing, maybe, in our minds to be grateful for difficulties, but it's the difficulties that draw us close to you, and that's where we want to be. So, Father, we give you thanks today. We ask for your blessing on this church and each one of us as we head out, for Journey's mercies, Lord, and that you would bring us safely to your house again this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. All right.